Melvin Van Peebles made his imprint on American cinema in 1971 with his controversial film Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song. It was a trailblazing plot with a hero and a setting that were all black. Now the multi-talented Van Peebles is taking a new crack at an old favorite. His 1971 Broadway hit Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death is back on the New York stage. Van Peebles recently talked with me about the inspiration for all of his work about black street life.
When I didn't see what I thought I was seeing in reality, I said, that's whack, I can do it myself, and that's what I did. That's the meantime, the trick is, while you're making money, you have to insert the message. Don't forget, Shaft was originally a white movie. It was in pre-production as a white movie. When Sweetback made all that money, they stopped production and recast it as a black movie. Mm-hmm. Not for any great sudden stroke of America must be America, let's open our arms to everyone and so forth. Hey, there's some money in those heels.
When you were putting together Sweetback, and I believe you knew, even though that first day looked a little shaky, I know you knew that eventually people were going to come. Fast forward to today, you can use that same roadmap for what Tyler Perry has done, yet it seems that Hollywood hasn't figured it out in its totality in terms of how to service black America and minorities.
Well, they haven't even figured out how to service white America. I mean, that's why you have flops. If everybody figured it out, then but many of the people who are talking have lost contact with the lumpen proletariat. It's a little island out there that people are very satisfied with themselves in many ways.
Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death. Now, this was a play initially that was out in 1971. Talk to us about what this is.
I went to a number of schools when I was a kid on the south side of Chicago, and the first thing I learned, I was rather small. Whenever I went to go to a new place, I would find out who the toughest guy in school was and pick a fight. Now, he would kick my ass, of course, but everybody else left me alone. So you always find the biggest person. And where was the biggest boy? The biggest boy in theatrical world was Broadway. All right, let's go talk to Broadway. Let's find the biggest cat in the round. The biggest cat in the round was Broadway. So I wrote a show for Broadway. Also, I wanted to give a workshop for actors. Now, if you just do a workshop, that costs money, and you have to go out and get grants or spend your own money. I said, well, how can you make it work? So I was trying to devise a system whereby I could get the workshop paying for itself, and that became Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death.
How does this, now that it's been revived, play 30-plus years later?
Sadly enough, it plays like it was yesterday. Nothing's changed. And that's sad. But the audience understands it, knows it. They know the pimp. They know the junkie. They know the cops. They know each and every one of those people. We're doing it really what they call it's experimental, where everybody is actually in contact, like you would if you were sitting on a soapbox or you were sitting on a crate in the hood, just like on a street corner. And you interact, the characters interact with the audience and everything. It's really wonderful.
What you did to some degree, to a lesser degree, obviously, when this came out in 71. It's very participatory for the audience because the actors, the players don't stay on stage. They are actually incorporated within the audience, and there is that feel of it's really going on around you.
And then afterwards, you know, we play some of the music, and I had this terrific group of young people called DRX, Dirty Rats, and we do a mural at the end of the show, which is something new. It's going along. It's really, in fact, we're doing a new CD with the mix of all my music, and so it's going very well. I'm very pleased with it.
Melvin, again, modesty aside, you've been on the forefront of so many things.
Me and modesty don't make it.
I know it's
baby.
Hard to say with you, right?
No, but you've been in the forefront. I remember Mario asked me, he said, "Dad, why aren't you modest?" Because if you had, I was the whole band. I had to blow my own horn. You know, or didn't get blown.
Yeah, that's my point. You know, you've been in the four for so many years now. I've talked to some people who've been in the four of the civil rights movement or some other genres, and their suggestion now as time marches on is, hey, I'm getting a little tired. I'm still here in the good fight, but I'm looking for others to take over. Are you looking to do that, or is this kind of your life's blood that you're going to do that till until they put you down?
Well, here's the situation. Today I come out, I couldn't get a cab. You understand what I'm saying? When I could get a cab, he pulled up, he went over, went around the block and picked up the white lady and didn't pick me up. Now, why? Well, how can I get tired of that? I mean, you just got to keep on going.
Melvin Van Peebles, as always, good to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Gordon.
Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death is now at the T New York in New York City.